In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the Word for Life. And I'm Mark Widmer, and joining Pastor Ken Keltner as we're working through the book of Revelation. Hope you're enjoying your summer, and it's amazing how quickly the days and the weeks pass by. But we're already starting to think of things that are coming up certainly later in our August and even into September, which will be here before we know it. So on the 18th and the 25th here at church, on those Sundays, we've got a couple of our missionaries going to be with us, the Arnold family. On the 18th and on the 25th, Dan and Debbie Willoughby are going to be with us. Kind of an interesting thing. I guess that's going to be Germany week because they both serve in that country. Mm-hmm. And then getting into September, at the end, on the 21st, we have a big women's event on that Saturday. And then the men the following week on Friday and Saturday have the annual men's retreat. And so we're looking forward to all these things coming out.
Yeah, Craig Hartman's going to be our speaker and Jewish background. And he right now is even studying with rabbis in New York City. He was going to be the one to take us on our Holy Land trip, which we had to cancel. Just a lot of apprehension about going over to Israel right now. So need to be praying for Jerusalem, for Israel, God's people. But yes, thank you, Pastor Mark, and thank you for joining us today. We're halfway through the book of Revelation. Mm. But as we look at the last half here of Revelation chapter 11, let me just give a little bit of background concerning the Word and what God was doing to bring all this to fruition of what we're reading here in Revelation. I couldn't help, Pastor Mark, but thinking of Memorial Day. You know, it's past us now, but every year we celebrate Memorial Day, and it really grew out of a human need to remember where we've been. You know, only then can we really figure out where we're going and if we've made any progress. You know, the cherished memories of a nation, a town, a church, or even a family provide the values that one generation can pass on to the next generation. I think it's critically important for us here in America. I think it was crucially important for the nation of Israel. You think back with me to the times that Moses had to remind the people of Israel. We find it in Deuteronomy, and I'm going to have you read a couple of passages there. I think both passages are out of Deuteronomy chapter 7.
Yeah, verses 18 and 19 of that chapter. Remember well what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt. The great trials which your eyes saw, the signs and the wonders, the mighty hand of the outstretched arm by which the Lord your God brought you out. And then in verses 8 and 9 of the same chapter, Deuteronomy 7, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Therefore know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for a thousand generations.
You know, it's so easy for us to forget.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, we just studied recently Psalm 78, and the title of that message was Forgetting to Remember.
Yeah.
And forgetting is something that's natural. You know, forgetting our keys. I think I was talking about forgetting that we left our kids at church. I mean, a couple I know might have done that a little bit, hypothetically.
Yeah.
But in Israel's case, and oftentimes even in our case, forgetfulness is a sin because it's deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
It's really where our heart is. And, you know, God wanted Israel, and he wants us to know God's promises that he gives to us are going to, he's going to keep them.
You know, the book we're reading in the summer is at church on Wednesday nights, the Respectable Sins by Jerry Bridges. I think it's chapter 7, but he says the primary sin of man is not pride. That's what I would think.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it's even more basic than that. It's ungodliness, which he defines as just not thinking about God.
Yeah.
And not being part of things. So, remembrance is a big deal.
And that's what TV has done to us. I mean, TV really shows life without God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it seems to be happy.
Yep.
You know, happy days.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's not.
Yeah.
God's promises, if you remember, and that's what he was, that passage in Deuteronomy that Pastor Mark was reading for us, was that God was promising Israel, I'm going to lead you. I'm going to lead you into the land flowing with milk and honey. I mean, it was their promised land. Moses knew it was critical for them to be reminded of what God had done for them in the past and look forward to the great blessings that were just ahead that God had promised. Pastor Mark, I think it would be important for us at times to write down and keep a journal of what God has done in your life.
Yeah.
What God's done possibly in your church, what God's done even in our country. I think it's important for us not to forget what all God has provided, what he's been doing in our life.
Yeah.
And I think it's critical for us to be able to look back to see how God's worked in our lives to prepare us for what lies ahead. Many of us feel that, you know, that we're close to the rapture of the church and the tribulation time followed by the second coming of Christ. I can say this, we know that we're closer than we've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
God's promises in the past allow us to be certain that God's kingdom will come. And he will be glorified. For almost 2,000 years, Christians have prayed a prayer taught by Jesus. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And in our text that we're going to be looking at the next several broadcasts, in Revelation chapter 11, 15 to 19, is in reference to that day is going to come. In words immortalized by George Frederick Handel, in his Messiah, the song says, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Dwight Pentecost might ring a bell to some of you. Great pastor and author, was involved in the seminary there in Dallas. Well-known speaker when he was alive. Author of prophecy. Wrote many books about prophecy. He wrote one prophecy book entitled Thy Kingdom Come. And it walks through a progression from the beginning of the Bible to our text here in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. And I'm told that those who heard him teach this would wait in anticipation to see if he would cry when he reached verse 15 of chapter 11.
Hmm.
I heard that every time he traced the scriptures to this text, he would always cry. And so I would encourage you, look up that book that he wrote, Thy Kingdom Come. And I would like for us to pick up on what he really referenced there. And he began with creation. And so let's just kind of build up to Revelation 11:15, starting at creation. All right, so Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We have the Bible, which is the Word of God, and creation. Right away, we're told creation is the work of God. You know, what's interesting, Pastor Mark, is the Bible doesn't try to prove God.
Right.
It just says, in the beginning, God.
Doesn't have to, it just declares it.
Yeah. It declares it. And so God created the world, we believe, in 6 24-hour literal days. And when he finished, he said, it is good.
Mm-hmm.
It is good. So God made this world perfect. Then upon creating man and woman, God had a test in the Garden of Eden. There were two specific trees involved. There was the tree of life, symbolizing eternal life. Adam had access to this tree. This tree was a tree of dependence upon God. The other tree in the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It was a tree of independence. We can live life without God.
Mm-hmm.
The result was that Adam ate of this tree, leading him away from God and what is good and onto the path of evil. And so you start off with creation and then we come to the sin problem. God said if they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that they would surely die. And Satan's lie begin with, "Hath God said?" And Pastor Mark, Satan has always been adept at putting question marks where God puts periods.
Yeah.
Satan contradicted God. He said, "You shall not surely die." That, my friend, is a lie. And Satan deceived them. Satan is the father of lies. He is the great deceiver. He implied that God was actually holding out on them. And he suggested that they could actually become like God. When they ate, they immediately died, though, spiritually, and started the slow process of physical death. So they were alienated from God. Sin always takes you further than you really anticipated going, and takes you further from God. And then we find, and we see after creation and sin, thirdly, we see the kingdom of Satan. He's the prince of darkness, over 18 different names in scriptures given to Satan. He became the ruler of this world. Sin affected man's relationship to God. Sin has affected man's relationship to one another. The family began to lose its cohesiveness. Child rearing then is impacted. Sex has lost its meaning. Government lost its foundation. I mean, education, you were in education for years. I mean, in the public sector, I believe education has lost its standard. Gender is now gone. Marriage is under attack. And there's no final standard in which to judge. In other words, there are no absolutes. And that's the kingdom of Satan. He has brought total anarchy and confusion to the world today. And we're right in the middle of it here in the United States. Finally, we'll look at the last one here this morning, the promise of God. Because God informed Satan of his plan to redeem the world. I mean, I think of the redemptive plan, the genius of God, Pastor Mark, and the redemptive plan to save mankind. Yeah. So simple a child can understand it. Yeah. Genesis 3:15, and the first prophecy of what God's plan was to redeem the world. We call it the proto-evangelium. In other words, the first gospel. We read there, "And I will put enmity," God speaking to Satan, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." This, my friend, began the scarlet thread of redemption, which is woven all throughout the Bible. So I hope you'll join us as we continue building up here to Revelation chapter 11 and starting at verse 15.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.